G'day punters and welcome to The Money Men. My name is Julian Valance, joined as always by Benny Clifton from the Sportsbet Trading Floor. How was the week, Benny?
Yeah, really good. Felt like spring was in the air with Caulfield on Saturday. All the good horses were resuming. The sun was out, so a few horses came back in really good style.
Yeah, it did. They did. Let's talk about the track. Did you think there was any way? Vince Arcati sent through the sectionals from Daily Sectionals, so thanks to that, Vince. In terms of the track, we started on a good four, upgraded to a good three after race five. We were back in the true position. Times from Vince just more or less show that this 20 to 30 kilometre northerly wind did impact these races in terms of the time. So some of them might be a little bit slower than usual around Caulfield, but it definitely had impact, that northerly wind. How did you think the track played because of it?
Yeah, I think the surface was really good. I think it's coming up a dead track on our stuff because of the wind, so it goes to show how much of an impact it did have. Very hard to lead, which is unusual at Caulfield, so I think horses who had cover were advantaged. So I'd be forgiving of those horses up on the speed, particularly the ones that went quick. But I will say that I think if a few of the races were run slowly because the jockeys were aware of the wind, so they're trying to get a couple of cheap sections when they were going head first into it. But that still didn't stop them running on, even despite the early slow tempos.
Yeah, I thought it raced really brilliantly. I think probably that lane one might have been a slight negative. So I reckon you can just look after those horses that are hard up against the fence, maybe going forward. But yeah, I thought Caulfield did a great job. All kudos to the Caulfield track team and everyone at Caulfield there. Let's crack on race one of 10. So we've got a bit to get through here, Benny. This was a very slowly run race, 2,400 metres, half a second outside standard time. They've come home 23-1-8-11-7, which was okay for the day, but they deserve to come home like that when they're going that slow in front. Persan off 35 days, but it still was too good.
Yeah, way too good. The market knew it, really warmed up late on this horse. It was sort of the horse with a bit of progression about it, a bit of scope for improvement. Kieran Maher, obviously, at this distance range is unbeatable. Kieran Maher, David Eustace, had 8 starts for the camp, 5 wins, 2 seconds and a third. I reckon it's probably got another level in it, this horse, because it's been up a long time. I don't know where it ends up this spring, but I think, yeah, it's going to be a good horse in the next couple of seasons for mine.
Yeah, obviously, I reckon he could have a crack at a Cranbourne Cup or even a Ballarat Cup later, and if they can keep it up that long. But we know this camp is so good, and you talk about Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. So their career goes at 17-18%. They have such a volume of horses. At the moment, they're going at 31%. 37 from their last 120, so they're going in great spaces. But that 2,400 metre plus, you just got to bonus their horses. They are just going so well in that space. Last 12 months, 21 from 89 at 24%. So you got the low base, a pretty good base of 17%, and then when they get to this distance range, they go to 24%. Just got to be with them all the time. Market is $2.30, solid in the market. WT, 6 into $5. He was out the back, couldn't even keep up in a slowly run race. That's just him. Second.
Tavi Run was disappointing for mine. The Busted and Young camp, they're a good camp, but I find them really hard to follow on a consistent basis.
I will say with Tavi Run, I reckon needs to get the toe in. So I reckon that drying track probably affected Tavi Run. So maybe look for him back onto some wet conditions. Don't drop off him, but dry track, leave me out. Race two, I think this is a race that was pretty good. Look, it was a restricted race here, Benny, but they've gone a quarter of a second inside standard time. Last 400, last 200, 22.78, 11.56, which is very good overall for the day. An express pass just seemed to be in the gun spot, got that cover, and then accelerated. This horse went out for a break 2 starts ago. It's come back gelded. We know that's a positive 6.5% profit on your turnover. Since 2016, we've done the stats Australia-wide. So any horse being gelded, they come back better. This horse fits that bill to win a row now.
And I love what Nick Ryan's done with him. He's taken him back in class as well, working him his way through the classes. I don't know where he ends up. He's probably a Group 3 horse, probably eventually. But, yeah, no doubt the gelding has been the making of him. You wanted to be on him in the run from a long way out. Windstorm was the drifter, obviously got probably a little bit far back off 49 days. I think next start you can be with it with the senior jockey on.
Yeah, it's with that. So riddle me that. $9.50 into $5.50. Express Pass, 6 into $4.80. Good support. And Windstorm, you speak about $2.70 out to $4.20. And here's where we identify, well, the pros, do they know, do they not know? Well, they didn't want to have a bar of Windstorm. They knew this horse. And it's off a map perspective, off 49 days as well. And they're just not going to be with a horse that's going to get that far back and be able to, even if it can run a really good section, you've got other good horses like Express Pass, they're going to be 3 or 4 lengths in front of it. I will say Nick Ryan, well placed with this horse. He probably rose the bar with it as a 3-year-old and thought, let's test the waters, try and get a stakes win with it or whatever. And now has dropped it right back. And the placement of horses is so underrated, I think, in Australian racing. If you've got a good horse or just an average horse, you can win plenty of races if you place your horse well.
And you've got to not be in a hurry to get it up in class, because you can win so much money on the way through. If you jump up in class too quick, then it takes away some opportunities that you could have taken along the way.
Absolutely. Race three, slowly run race here, Benny. A third of a second outside standard time. Last 400, 200, 2304. 11.56 again, pretty good, but this was a very slowly run race. Bunch finish in the end. So You Swing wins is going well. Probably the fit horses were the ones that were supported in terms of 1,000 wishes, 18 into 13 runs second, and So You Swing 15 into $7.50, Jamie Carr. They were the fit horses. Market new with those two, and they won the race. And there was a few others in behind it that were first up, second up, ran okay, but I don't know if I want to be taking too much out of the race, because I don't think the race has gone overly good as a whole.
The race hasn't gone all that well, but I think it was probably all honours with the winner. You can't take anything away from her. I think probably got another level in it. It's come back in really good style. I think this will be the making of it, this campaign. But, yeah, I think overall probably the race hasn't gone all that well. But So You Swing, I think you can probably win another race or two this campaign.
Yeah, interesting one. So a fair to remember, rock solid at that $3.80. I thought the market probably take a set against it from a market from a map position, because we knew it was going to get back. It got back into that position. Market was still in its favour. Runs fifth off 119 days. So it's got a good basis now, I think. But just be careful of those horses that were running on in this kind of race. You deserve to run on. There might be a couple of like flashing light sort of runs. I don't think the race has gone that good. We say this a bit. You want a flashing light out of a good rating race. This one, not so.
And she has in other previous campaigns got home a lot better than that. She ran home all right, but there wasn't a lot of ping there. And, you know, on a day where you did need cover, she had that cover and sort of probably just one paced a little bit to the line, I thought. But, you know, it wasn't too bad a return.
Yep, absolutely. Race four, again, really slowly run race here, I think, Benny. 0.4 of a second outside standard time again, and 23.28, 11.84, so only average home. Winner looks really good to the eye here. First up, I Am Superman. And I think a lot of people were saying, well, I'll take this horse now and he can be measure up in a Rupert Clark, he can measure up in a Toorak. I think I'd be tempering that a lot. I'm a bit worried about this race going forward as well.
Well, go on. What do you think? What do you make of this winner?
I think the winner's okay. I mean, time form 108, so he's measured up and done just about that number here, which can get you into a lightweight in a Rupert Clark and a Toorak. He needs to go to another level. He needs to, as we say, step. He probably has to step twice to be able to become a legitimate chance in that. He's put himself into a position. I love the market support, $4.80 into $4.20. That was good. Morrissey was solid at $4. It was the fit horse. Nonconformist, another one, $6 into $5.50. The flashing light, again, I think Nonconformist, yes, he's going to be better over further. I'm just a bit skeptical of this race going forward that people are going to be jumping out of trees to be with Nonconformist.
I think Morrissey gives us a good marker in this race, because he's proven that he's probably two or three lengths off Group 1 level. And he was unlucky in this race. He arguably should have been in the finish, got held up at the wrong time. Nonconformist, what I love about it was that they put it away after the Vars last campaign. Yes. I'm not sure if it was meant to run in the Derby or not, but I think they left a little bit in the tank. Has come back really well. I can't pot it at the moment. I know the race, as you mentioned, hasn't gone all that well, but as the distances get longer, I think he'll be in for a good campaign.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just don't want him to be overbet and become really short in the market off the fact that, that was a huge run. The race was only fair, but I love the fact that, as you say, they put him away after the Vars, goes out a winner, comes back in good order. So I think he's in for a really good prep. Just be careful about him. Race five, I think this is a really good race. This might be one of the races of the day, I think. Half a second inside standard time, Benny. 23.22, 11.82, which is okay when you're going that quick. This is a race I want to follow going forward. Algalale, well, fit horse. The ride from Benny Mellon was nothing short of outstanding. He is riding in just such great fashion. Five from his last 19 at 26%. We identified him on three wide no cover in the preview. He's just going so well at the moment. He put this horse in the gun spot and made one of his rivals have to chase him.
Oh, great ride. And this is probably the best rating Algalale has produced in his career. So, you know, it's going to be competitive in whatever it races in, judging by that win. Order of the gutter, you're a pig for this horse. Number one ticket holder. What did you make of it?
I thought it was okay. It was off 42 days. I love the market support, $3.30 into $3. So the market thinks has a high rating of this horse. So that holds him in good stead going forward. I will say though, there was another horse in this race that I want to be black booking, and it was Chabau. He was the horse that I think was along the inside there. We can identify him here in the red with the corded cap. I don't think this was the spot to be on the day. Had to lead into that wind around the side, and I don't reckon lane one was the positives. This horse also was off 105 days here, Benny. He'll now go to a 2,500-metre race at Flemington and then onwards to the Bar Cummings, and I reckon he is a sensational bet in both. It's a race I want to be with. Order of the Garter, I think, should go to the Naturalism now, and he'll probably be hard to beat, but Chabau for that 2,500 metres at Flemington in a couple of weeks' time, I want to be with him.
Robert Hickman has always had a huge rap on Chabau, so good to see him run a good race on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a race we can follow with confidence, that one, race five, punters. We'll be back after the break for the last five, including the Memsey Stakes. Welcome back to The Money Men. We are dissecting Caulfield Memsey Stakes Day. We have, it was a good four, upgraded to a good three, but clearly that wind was affecting some of the time. Set a little bit slower, but they were definitely on that good track. Benny, we're going to crack into race six here. And this is the race that's gone okay. They've gone out sort of moderately, but pretty good home here. 22.72, which was the best of last 400 of the day, and 11.7, which was okay. Half a second, quarter of a second inside standard time. Look, no margins there, which sometimes we can obviously be pretty scathing of, but I think this is a race that is okay going forward if they're placed in the right races.
And there are a lot of horses resuming. I think they've got a good platform to go to the next level, next start. Diamond Effort obviously caught a little bit wide, but it's still too good. Six in a row now, so building a really good record. The problem I have with this horse is, where do they go now? It's probably got to go to Group 1 level, and whether they can find the right race, I'm not exactly sure, but obviously they've got a bit to work with there. I thought Liar, the second horse, held up a little bit. Probably should have just about beaten in the finish, but yeah, this seems to be her level, Group 3, Group 2 level, 1,200 metres. I don't think she really gets 1,400 mile. I think they're going to find it really hard to find the right race for her now. And Superstorm's a horse I want to point out.
Yeah.
Raced over 1,100, never raced below 1,300, got back, ran home really well, carried a big weight here, so I think he's in for a great campaign.
Yeah, and I think that's a good shout, because I think a lot of people would probably drop off Superstorm and go, oh, well, you know, he's been playing there. But market just 650 out to 7, so not knock from a market. He did run second in the All-Star Mile in the autumn, over 1,600 metres, clearly needed the run. Yeah, I reckon he's in for a really good prep. That was actually a pretty good ninth. It was one of those ones where it finished on in a pretty good rating race. We speak about it, compare that to some other horses in race three. The horses were running on, and you sort of go, well, that race wasn't going that good. It hasn't rated that well. This is a race you can follow with confidence. Diamond Effort, $9.50 into $6. Market wanted to be with it. That was positive. Liar, $5.50 into $4.60. Again, market wanted to be with it. Garner, $5.50 into $5. Hummer Hummer, $8 into $7. Those four horses I just mentioned, I think they're in for really good preps. If they're placed correctly, they'll win for you, or they'll run really well. So market wanted to be with them, and they ran up to that. Race seven, I think there's a bit in this race here. This is the three-year-old race over 1,200 metres, Benny. 0.2 of a second outside standard time. They haven't gone out hard. And 23.40, and what is really worrying for me is that red. 12.04 last 200, which is the worst of the day. One length cover the first six. It concerns me, this race.
Pretend you're playing Family Feud. They've surveyed 100 people. What's the best run in this race, are a lot of people going to say?
Well, a lot of people are going to say Flying Award.
It was the Flashing Lights run, no doubt. Going to be better over more ground, but I think it was set up for it to run on. They went at a good tempo. It got cover from the wind. It did run home all right, but I thought Tagaloa was the run of the race for mine. Had to face the breeze. Really kicked on really strong. Was carrying the penalty as well. So Tagaloa, I think, is in for a really good campaign. I think they are going to the mile, which I don't know if it'll run a mile. I'm not exactly sure, but I thought a race like the Rupert Clark, a three-year-old against the older horses, might be a different race to go towards than what they otherwise might have thought.
That's not a bad little shout. I even thought probably just keep it at 1,200 metres, maybe a Manicato against those older horses. It'd be really well placed. It's a really good horse, and I'm sure Buston and Young will sort it out. It's just this race as a whole concerns me. So everyone coming out of it goes, okay, so here's the Caulfield Guineas winners, you know, Flying Award, as we speak of, Immortal Love. They're all at the top end of the market now. You've got taking $7, $8. You just got to be really careful. I think these Sydney horses at the top, if they can get 1,600 metres, you know, your North Pacifics, those kinds of horses, they'll lap these horses off this performance. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to own these horses. It'd be fantastic to be able to own them. I'm not saying that. But just this race, shows me that there's a lot that these horses have to do. No knock on Immortal Love. From a market perspective, it was $8 out to $9.50. It's now three in a row. Can't knock it. Its two previous wins are on wet tracks. So if we get any wet tracks, it's definitely going to be further enhanced. Flying Award's the one for me. 9 out to 11, and yes, was the flashing light, but it was a flashing light in a race, as you say, that deserved to get home. These horses not breaking 11.6, 11.7 concern me to then go on and win a Group 1. Yeah, if you're taking a short price about these horses in a – like if you're looking at futures and you see these horses at the top of the market and you go, well, it was a really good run, just be careful because the race hasn't rated well at all. I'm very concerned about this race going forward.
Particularly with the way that Adelaide Horse Extra Time stuck on after that's a wide a great run. Point. You know, that probably lessens the form a little bit given that those other horses that ran on did have a soft run getting cover from the wind.
Just the other horses I want to mention from a market, our Playboy, which was the fit horse, $8.50 into $6.50, finishes 14th, don't know where to go with it. And Crosshaven, well supported, 15 into 8. I thought it had every chance, may have had not a lot of luck, you were saying, but... Yeah, don't know if it's
it
just, up.
It got held up a little bit. I think it might have costed half a length, but I don't think it would have won the race.
Yeah, so just be careful about this race. I'm not saying they're bad horses, but I'm just worried about it going forward, punters. Race 8, equal to the standard time here, but again, only a moderately run race, Benny. 23.16, 11.88, last 400, last 200. Yeah, look, not sensational, I think, this race as a whole, but there are a couple of horses I do want to take out of just because of where they're at in the preps and... they might have a good race in them.
Well, we'll start with the winner in good health. Obviously, a great training effort by Peter Moody. This was a huge peak rating for this horse. I can't follow it going forward off that massive SP. I think this was the race. It'll be harshly weighted going forward. Sir Coney, how much did you want on it at the 200?
Well, it had to be $1.01 in play at the 200 metres, I would have thought. It was $3.30 into $2.90. Market wanted to be with it. Maybe a chance that Nick Ryan backs this horse up into a Fiend. He's done that before with a listed championship winner, Flemington, over the 1,600 metres. So interesting to see what they do there. In good health, as I say. But as you say, great work by Moods and Luke Nolan to combine there. But it was 41 out to 81. So market just completely got this one wrong. Other two horses I want to mention, Dr. Drill, 15 into $8.50. Go back and watch the replay, Lime. This is a horse that won the Cranbourne Cup this time last year. I think it's got a good race in it. And Gamekeeper, $3.50 out to $5.50. Market took a set against it. I think the market took a set against it, the fact that they thought it might be a solid tempo, might be found just a little bit soft from that 1,200 to 1,700 metres. We spoke about it probably in the preview saying... that's a tough distance to try and get right.
Yeah, but going to 2,000 metres now, third up, does that leave it a little bit a run short? But it was a sound enough effort. I think it is a good horse. I want them to run it over a mile in a two-rack, but I don't know if they're going that way.
Yeah, it's a fair shout, but I think they're going to go to the naturalism. That naturalism sets up to be a bumper of a race. You're going to have horses like Order of the Garter, Algalale, probably not so much, but Gamekeeper, Dr. Drill, those kinds of horses. That naturalism, if you can win the naturalism, I reckon you'll just about start favourite in the Caulfield Cup. That's how good of a race it is, and I don't know if we've got the top end of those handicap horses over 2,400 metres for the Caulfield Cup. Let's get into the Memsey Stakes, Benny, over 1,400 metres. Half a second inside standard time, so good time here. They've run it at a good clip. 23.46, 11.96 home.
Now, before we get into it, let's roll the tape.
I'm very keen on Behemoth. He comes out of a race in Adelaide 1 second inside standard time and compared to Savitiano's soft run at Caulfield in the PB Lawrence. I'm with Behemoth. I think he's going to be a cracking bet. If you can get that $6, I'd be snapping it up. I think he starts favourite. There you go. Well, a broken digital 24-hour clock can be right once a day, Benny, so it's good to see we get that. But it was a good performance by Behemoth. I think we're going to get the footage up and watch this last 200 metres and... he just put him in the right spot. I reckon he won the race at the start, and we're going to get this up very shortly after this, but he was the horse that was just coming out of the fast run race compared to that Savitiano form, which was just only moderate.
Yeah, and he had a great, as you mentioned, he had a great setup for the race. Few other horses have got targets further down the track over longer trips. So it was the run of the race. Yeah.
Just want to say here, a lot of people will say it was a great ride. There's where the horse won the race. Craig Williams, this is a horse that I spoke about on Three Wide No Cover, has a habit of missing the start and can be a little bit slow. We know it's a big horse, so if it got back in the inside, now Craig Williams obviously done his homework on this. This is where prep and jockeys, people just go, they just jump on and the horse does the work. Not so. This is why these guys are Group 1 superstars, and that's why Craig Williams, he would have done his work and said, I've got to get this horse out early. He did, put him in the first four, and it was game over from there. It was a pretty lovely watch from that. Anything else out of the race you want to take? From a market perspective, Mr. Quickie, 20 into 14, runs second off 133 days. don't know where they really go with him. He sort of was unlucky in a Caulfield Cup, but now they're going to set him just for those 1,600-metre races. Maybe a McKinnon. Cascadia, 9 into 6. Glenfiddich, the 3-year-old, 9.50 into $6. Market wanted to be with it. Change of camps. Obviously, we know the pros like playing in that space. What do you want to take out of the race?
Well, I think we've got to lower our expectations on these future races going forward. There's not as many internationals coming. So the standard of the Group 1s is going to be a length or two below what it has been previous years. So, you know, I think they, you know, Mr. Quickie went all right, but what race is his race? I'm not sure. Maybe the Underwood. But, yeah, I think Behemoth, he's a finished product now. He can win more Group 1s. Yep. I'd love to see him 1,200 metres down the straight. I reckon he'd be really well suited there.
Not a bad shout. Last race. We want to get to this last race and spend a bit of time on it, Benny, because we think it was a really good race. Equal to standard time, and they only went out pretty slowly, but some key factors here. 22.74 last 400, but 11.44, which was the best last 200 of the day. This is a race you can follow. It's a race you can follow because I think the winner is very smart. $10 out to $15 off 63 days. So the market wanted to take a set against it. I would suggest from a mapping perspective, they thought it was probably going to get a lot further back. But off 63 days, this is a horse that's got 1,400, 1,600, 1,800 metre form in Perth. Good form. Good Group 3 winners over there. What do you reckon about
it? Just going to do a little spiel so we can cut it up in 6 weeks. This is a Group 1 winner this campaign. I think this is the winner of the day. Absolutely flew. Will be better over more ground. It can win a Group 1. They've just got to pick the right one, I think.
Yeah, and I think the Rupert Clark and the Turak are the two races that are right in her hitting zone. So hopefully they place her in that race. I reckon she'll be mighty hard to beat. Ruby Saki quickly, 260 out to $2.90.
Disappointing. Hard to resurrect a campaign off that sort of run. Track was firm. Maybe that was an excuse.
Bless her. Rock solid at $6.50. Can't knock her. An amazing prep. Well done to the camp, Shea Eden and the camp there, 5 in a row, and then to run second in this race. Madame Rouge, go back, watch the tapes. That was an absolutely huge run, 10 into 6. Market wanted to be with it off 84 days. It's got a really good race in it, Madame Rouge. But we'll be back after the break, Trash and Treasure, and I've got a pretty good inkling that Perfect Jewel is going to be in one of them. Welcome back to the Money Men, Trash and Treasure. What are we kicking to the curb this week, Benny?
Yeah, Mystic Journey goes in there again. It just goes to show how hard it is to stay at the top. You know, she won the All-Star Mile, but you know, I think it's going to be hard to resurrect her career from here.
Yeah, just worried about race 7 going forward from a Caulfield Guineas perspective. Yes, I'd love to own any of these horses, but I'm just worried from a form perspective and betting, this race concerns me.
You binned race 7. I'm taking Tagaloa over it. It's more to highlight the point that I think it was a much better run than horses like Flying Award and Immortal Love, who a lot of other people really liked.
Behemoth for me, I thought it was a great effort to come over here. 1,400 metres. Just keep it around that distance. It can win more Group 1s. They've found the key with it. Get it forward. Good performance, Behemoth.
Perfect Jewel, Group 1 winner in waiting. I think she can find one this spring in Melbourne.
Totally agree. Rupert Clark or Turak, hopefully, with it. Anders, one up in Sydney, busted the clock there. 1.25 inside standard time. Looks like they go to the Moya Stakes, Benny. Only 2 3-year-olds have ran in this race in the last 4 years. They've both won it. Extreme Choice and She Will Reign. He could add to the list.
And Sub-Zero, we lost him during the work. An absolute ornament to the game. His legacy is far greater than just his Melbourne Cup win. He put a lot of smiles on a lot of Australians' faces, and in particular the kids, that he'll be sadly missed.
Best ambassador racing has ever had, Sub-Zero. Totally agree. Insider Trading, we're back this week, Benny. I'll see you on the desk for Moonee Valley, Fian. It's supposed to be a bit wet. It's going to be a good day.